What is up, everybody? This is Jonathan with another episode of An Investor's Journey. On this one, I wanted to go over a conversation I had recently with an investor that is looking to get into real estate. And he was wondering about the no money down strategy. So this strategy, I would say, almost with a 100% certainty that was created by some guru at some point to push product, the zero money down strategy. I mean, that is actually what got me into real estate. And this was many years ago. I got a book, and the guru's name was Dean Graziosi. So he had like these books on different real estate strategies and stuff like that, and how to do it with no money down. And it intrigued me because I was in construction at the time. I renovated houses and we did all that. So I figured, I was like, shit, I already know how to build a house. You know, and if I can buy one with no money, this is going to be awesome. But like I told this guy, I was like, you know, I still had a passion for real estate. I mean, this is the business I grew up in. I understood it inside and out, and I actually love business itself. I love owning a business, running a business, right? Like the whole side of branding, marketing, operations, putting strategies into place to grow in your business. And the whole getting into real estate with zero money down, the issue with that, what I see with other people, is that they're doing it because they think that for zero money down, you're going to become rich, right? And that is the biggest flaw to get into real estate. That's the biggest reason you should stay away from real estate. Because while it may seem easy to get into, because it has a very low barrier to entry, right? I mean, to become a real estate investor, you don't need a high school diploma. You don't need a college degree. You don't need anything, right? You don't need any prior experience. You're not applying for anything. You don't need to get any type of permitting or licensing or anything. You can just up and wake up one day and say, hey, I'm a real estate investor, and tell everybody you're a real estate investor, and they just got to take your word for it. Because, I mean, there's no way to prove it, you know, one way or the other, at least when they first meet you. And so, I mean, you could just simply call yourself one. But if you're getting into it because of that, and like I told them, I was like, if you're thinking that you're going to get into it and it's going to make you money with no money, I'm like, you're doing this all wrong. The no money down strategy is, it's not complete bullshit, because it's not, but it is extremely hard to do. And as the market, like here in San Antonio, has gotten harder, it's gotten even more impossible to get done. Now, I always get some douchebag investor that comes out, and they're usually the ones that are trying to push some kind of mentoring or some program or some shit. And they're like, oh, no, that's bullshit. I've done real estate with no money down. I'm like, yes, dick, I have. So I've done it too. But after how many years of being into this, after how many hours of working, do you get a deal that's no money down and it actually pays a good amount of profit, right? And that's the point, is that, yes, we've done deals with no money down, but they take time. It takes work. You have to be in this business all day, every day, right? Because you don't know where that deal is going to come from. It's not like there's a magic zero money down list that you're going to be marketing to get that deal. So this is something that I try to stress, is that everything that's worth anything is going to cost you money, and it's going to cost you time. And this particular person, he was telling me how, because I asked him, I was like, why do you want to get into real estate? And I started realizing that, you know, he was kind of like beating around the bush and all this. And I kind of just came out and asked him, you know, I was like, let me ask you, I was like, you think that you're going to get into this, and because you're a knowledgeable person, you're going to start crushing it and making a lot of money, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, because you need money. He's like, yeah, I need money. I was like, okay, do you like real estate? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders, like he was kind of indifferent to it. I was like, you know, not to hurt your feelings or anything. I was like, but you're not going to succeed in this. Because if you don't care about real estate, you're not going to care enough to learn how to monetize on anything that comes your way. You're not going to care enough to learn how to get out there and knock on doors and drive neighborhoods and get creative with marketing and get creative with partnerships with other people that you can work with areas of towns. You're not going to put in that work because you don't care about the industry. All you care about is making some extra cash. I was like, you're going to have a much easier path if you just take a job. If you just go get a job, you're going to have a guaranteed paycheck. In real estate, there's no such thing. You're not going to have a guaranteed paycheck. You understand? Like, if you want to be a wholesaler or a flipper, like, there's no guaranteed paycheck until you get those deals. And then when you get them, you don't know, you have no guarantee of the next one. Which is why when a lot of people get started into real estate and they hit a home run at their first at bat, I kind of get a little worried for them because I'm like, shit, you know, you made a lot of money on your first deal, so you haven't learned shit. You know, you haven't learned anything. You haven't learned how hard this is going to be moving forward. You haven't learned that there is no consistency in this business. It's just more work and more work and more work. I mean, we have the way our business goes, and we've been doing this for years, is that we'll get a month that we'll get like 6-7 deals. And then we might not get shit for another 3 to 4 months. And we're doing this every single day. You understand? And then those 5 or 6 deals, you got to know what to do with so they last you those 3, 4, 5 months that you may not get anything. You understand? And that's the one thing that these people don't understand is they get one deal, they knock it out the park, and then they some go on vacation, which is blows my freaking mind every time I see that. They close a big deal, 15 grand, maybe 20 grand. And they're like, ah, shit, yeah. So they disappear on a cruise for a week. And then they come back and they're like, man, this real estate thing is cool. I'm going to quit my job. I'm like, you only hit one deal. Chill the fuck out. You haven't done anything yet. You know what I mean? Like, replicate it. That's what a business is. You know, and I get it. So many people, they'll get a marketing strategy, right? That get some one good deal. And they're like, I found it. This is it. I'm like, you haven't found shit until you can replicate this and track it and determine, like, it's going to cost me $300 to make $2,000, right? And that takes time and it takes work and it takes money, you know? So this zero money down, it, like, what I'm trying to stress here is that this requires a lot of work. And a lot of work sometimes costs money, right? It costs gas money to drive around. It costs time, you know, that you're going to have to put out there and follow up and perhaps marketing costs. And then you got to get creative. I mean, this is not a no money down strategy. Everything costs money. You understand? Especially when you're trying to build a business out of this. Can you do your first deal with zero money down? Yes, you can, but it might take you a year. Or it might take you 15 days. And both are equally as possible. Right? And I mean, I would say the 15 day one is a far fetch. But, you know, I've seen people that have done it. So if somebody's done it, it can be done again. But this shit takes time, guys. Like, if you're trying to get into it with zero money down and because you're going to make money, you're getting into it for the wrong reason. You got to get your mindset right. You got to understand if you get into real estate, it's because you love the industry. You know, you got to love real estate. It has to be something that's exciting to you. I mean, I love real estate. I love how many, we have a deal right now that we're working on that we literally, we're trying to choose which strategy we're going to take it down with, right? Like, do we want to keep it as a rental? Do we want to create a note and owner finance it? Do we want to flip it? I mean, it's one of those deals that's just, it's a great deal. It's a great deal and it can generate money in every scenario. So we're trying to just run all the numbers on every single one. And that's exciting to me, right? It's just being like all the possibilities that you can monetize on a deal with. So it has to be exciting to you. You have to be wanting to get into this and you have to not need the money. If you need the money, especially in your first year, you're doing this for the wrong reason. Because the first year, the first 2 years, every dime that you make needs to go right back into this. You understand? Like, you need to run this as a business. I've not met too many people that can make over $100,000 a year in real estate. I have it. You know, not many people can do this. Not many people can make, and the reason I say 100,000 is because many of you are thinking that you're going to be crushing it, making it millions in real estate. I want you to put a goal of 100 grand just to be a little more realistic. Like, when you look at $100,000, you're going to say, you know, oh yeah, that's a lot of money. If I could make 100 grand in real estate, 100 grand a year, it's not a bad start. Not many people can at all. You know, not many people can even get close to that kind of revenue. And it's because it's really hard to do so. There's a lot of competition. And the only way to do it is you got to spend money. And then when you're spending money, yeah, you can make 100 grand, but then you realize that you probably spent 50 or 60 this year on deals, on generating, on doing this, doing that, running your business. So you've netted maybe 40. Right? And then after taxes, forget about it. Then you're probably less than 30. So that's where I'm trying to go at, is that this is not easy. Everything costs money, and you got to look at it as a business. You got to change your mindset. If you're coming into it with the no money down, or some guru is pushing that shit, all they're trying to do is sell you on something. And even then, it's going to cost you money. I mean, I've gone to these luncheons that they do, and I go on purpose to kind of see what it is that they're pushing. And they're telling you, yeah, you can do this with no money down. Look, here's a list, and you can go marketing like this and like that. And I'm like, yeah, okay. It's bullshit though, because that list is like they do. What was this douchebag pushing? It was code violations. Code violations. I mean, it's a list that can it work? Yeah, maybe. You know, just because they have a code violation doesn't mean they want to sell, there's motivation, or there's distress. I mean, there could be a code violation for anything. You know, but then that's how he pushes it, because not many people are pushing code violation. They're pushing foreclosures or whatever it is. So every guru tries to find their little niche on this. And they tell you, you know, get a code violation list. You go to these houses, you door knock them, and then you get them on the contract, and then you wholesale. I'm like, that sounds simple enough. I was like, why don't you build an army? You know what I mean? Why doesn't he have people doing this shit day in, day out, making him millions of dollars? Because this shit doesn't work. People get tired and they quit after, pretty much after 10 houses, they're over, if they even get that far. And it takes 20, 30, 40 houses before you even get anything near close to a deal. And that's the problem. That kind of endurance, nobody has, you know. And that's where this business comes into play, is that it's an endurance business. This, any business really, is an endurance business. That's why they say, like, most businesses fail within the first year, and then like the remaining fail within the first 5 years, and like it's less than 1% of the businesses that actually succeed. And because it's an endurance business. It is very hard to keep your motivation, your work ethic, and the level of enthusiasm, I guess, you know, when you're not getting these deals, and when it's getting so hard to monetize, and when you're actually starting to struggle and you need that money. So it becomes very stressful, and people fall out, and then they just go get a job or whatever it may be. Like, that's why I tell people, like, the only way to do this with no money down is you have no bills. You can dedicate every day, all day to real estate, and you are outworking your competition. If you can do all three of those, then I believe that you can definitely do this with no money down. But if you have any bills or any responsibilities, and you have a job, and you are doing this just for the money, that's just, I think you're going to just stress yourself out, and it's not going to really lead anywhere. Now, I'm not saying you won't get lucky and hit a home run, like I said before, but you're not going to have that consistent deal flow. And please do not quit after your first home run. because I guarantee you, you're not going to hit another home run your next at bat. You understand? And then it's going to be even worse afterwards. I mean, our business, our whole business model, like, we survive on our business by hitting singles. We don't survive by hitting home runs. Home runs are great when we get them, but we don't count on those. We count on the singles. You understand? So if you can't run your life on singles, then you can't run your life. You understand? You can't be doing this. So if you're hoping for home runs, it's the only way you're going to stay in business is by occasionally hitting these home runs. You're going to be in for a very rude awakening, because as this gets more competitive, as the market moves faster, as more people get into this, the deals are going to get tighter and tighter, right? The margins are going to get tighter. So you got to get more creative. Like we tell a lot of people right now, that the way we're able to still monetize is we get very, very creative with deals. We create a deal where there isn't one. You understand? Like there, and I can elaborate on that a little further later on. But I mean, you have to become a scientist when it comes to generating deals and making money happen in a hard market. Like it gets to a point where your simple, 70% of ARV and you wholesale it, all that bullshit, like it's not working anymore because you're not finding those low enough deals, or you're finding them with a crazy amount of work in an area that may be up and coming at some point. So you got to sell somebody maybe on a dream or on the hopes of that, or their strategy needs to change a little bit. So you got to get very creative. Right. And the only way you're going to get there is if you really want to be in this business, not if you're getting into it with zero money down to start making money. It's just not that kind of business. And any business that says it is, I mean, you should just it's a scam. I mean, it's multi-level marketing, all those businesses, all that garbage, that's all it is. It's garbage. I mean, we go back to the same shit. If it was seriously no money down and you're going to become a freaking millionaire by just attempting, I mean, do you know how many millionaires there would be in real estate right now? Every single person that gets into it would be a millionaire. But they're not, because it's not that easy. It's really not. You need time. You need a lot of work. You can't, if you don't have the endurance or the discipline, and the discipline is by far the biggest one. I mean, that's what I've realized with a lot of people that are getting in with the no money down strategies. They don't have the discipline. And I'm talking about the discipline of going every single day, door knocking, every single day, driving all the neighborhoods, getting to know your whole market, every networking event, talking to all the investors, reaching out to as many homeowners as you can, cold calling, going down to the courthouse, figuring out what lists you can get, why and why not. How can you scrub them? How can you refine them? You know, like that kind of work is what you need to be willing to put in, because that's the work that I'm putting in. You understand? Like that's the shit that I'm doing to make my business successful. So every time I hear people always complain, oh, I'm not getting deals, I'm not getting leads, I ask him, like I sit down with him and I'm like, all right, well, let me help you with this. What are you doing on a daily basis? And I can tell right away, as soon as I ask them that, they look at the floor. When you're looking at the floor, you're regretting, you're ashamed of what you're about to tell me, if you even tell me the truth. And as soon as they look at the floor, I already know. I'm like, you're not doing shit every day. So what are you bitching about? You understand? Like, if you tell me, hey, man, I knock on at least 10 houses a day, because, I go to, and you should be definitely knocking on a lot more than 10 houses a day if you're door knocking. If you start at 5 in the afternoon, park your car on one street, I guarantee you, you're going to have at least 3 to 4 distressed homes on each side of the street. You walk up one side, knock on 3, walk down the other side, knock on 3. You understand? Like, I mean, there's no reason why you should not be putting in 4 to 5 hours, even if you have a job, doing this if you really wanted to succeed in this. And that does mean driving neighborhoods, looking for distressed homes. Well, I don't know what to do with them. Hey, if you can create a list of distressed houses that you've driven neighborhoods, go to investors who have networking events. Go to investors that are doing this shit and tell them, look, I drove in this, and this neighborhood. I have a list of distressed houses. Do you want them? I don't know what to do with them. You know, can we partner on these? can you do some marketing and maybe, you know, I'll take down the calls, like partner with people. You did a hard part. You did a part of collecting this data they don't have. Offer it up, right? Maybe sell it to them. I wouldn't, because that doesn't benefit you at all. What I would do is I'd be like, can I give you a list? And then, you know, maybe you market to them and we can partner on the deals and take whatever the hell they're willing to give you. You know, if they want to give you 10%, 40%, 30%, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. What you're trying to do is learn, right? So then you learn how they did their marketing. You learn how they got that deal. You learn how they got it contracted. And then you go replicate it yourself, right? So then the next time you get a list that you generate yourself, you know the process. You know how to get it done. So, I mean, your goal when you're starting off should never be to make any money. It should be to learn. You're starting off zero money down. Your only goal is to learn, to have these strategies, have the knowledge where any deal that comes your way, you can take down. You understand? Because that's when you start making money. When you're able to stand on your own and monetize on anything that comes your way. That's how we got into our business, how we got as good as we got. We're not the best at marketing because we're really not at all. You know, actually none of the deals that we have right now, we've generated. None of the flips that we're working on, none of the properties that we're holding. We haven't generated any of those by traditional marketing like direct mail or any of that. What we have done is generated them through our network, right? We have such a large network. We've worked with so many people. We pay for other people's marketing. We've done so many things of partnerships that we're able to generate these deals. You understand? So most of the deals that we generate, they're all partnership deals because that's what works for us, because we know that we'll help anybody that's trying to get into it. And we'll put in our money as long as they put in their time, and we'll partner on every deal. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather get 50% of something than 100% of nothing. You know, and that's the mistake that a lot of people make in real estate, is that from the get, they want 100%. You know, they want it because they're hurting. They need money. So that's definitely just the wrong mindset to have. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This takes work. You got to run it like a business. You got to look at it like a business, and you got to love it. You got to love this work. You got to get, you know, some failures. You got to get that taste of failure, you know, so you understand how hard this is, because the harder you have to work for this, the more success you're going to have. You understand? Because then right now it's a hot market anywhere you are pretty much. So if you can't succeed in this market, seriously, go somewhere else. Because I mean, holy crap, if you can't get a deal done in this market, you are not going to be creative enough to get a deal done when the market turns. You understand? So right now, the only thing that you should care about is learning. That's the only thing. It's not about making money. It's just learning. Learn as much as you can, as many strategies as you can. Partner with different people. Get out there and put the work in. Right now is when you should be putting the work in, saving up money, and learning as much as possible. This getting into real estate with no money down bullshit, it's exactly that. It's a way for gurus to sell training and sell that. Yes, you can do it, but it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of time. And every dime that you make needs to go right back into the business, because it does cost money to run a business. You understand? This is not free. You can't just, you know, make deals on deals on deals and not pay anything, because you just won't. You know, you got to reinvest every dime that you make. So I hope, you know, this is the advice that I gave this guy. We had a longer conversation. He kind of realized that, he didn't say it, but I know he went back to work. He just kind of looked at it like, yeah, this is a lot more work than I thought it was. And he just thought like everybody else, you know, you do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then you start making money. No, you don't, you know, and I hope you don't, because if you do, it works right away. You're going to fall off within the next 6 months, because it's going to take you, if not longer than that, to get your next deal. And that's even if your next deal even generates more than $1,000 at that point, you know. So I'm doing this because I'm trying to help you understand that this does take a lot of work, but it is 100% possible. You understand? We did it. I started with no money down. Seriously, no money. And no credit, nothing, just time. But I put in the work. You understand? I did not stop working. I was working 24 hours a day, every single day. My family member right now, I had a text from my brother-in-law. He's like, man, I'm proud of you of all the shit you've done. He's like, I've been with you from the beginning. And I see how much, you know, you went through. Because I busted my ass to get to where I'm at. You understand? Like, this was not easy to get here. That's why every time I hear somebody say no money down, I'm like, I just get pissed because I'm like, you're just trying to scam somebody into this. You understand? Like, that's why can it be done? Yes, but I wouldn't start with that pitch ever because I don't want the lazy people coming in, you know, because this is not a lazy person's game. Real estate is a game of endurance and of discipline. And if you don't have either one of those, you are not going to succeed. So that's the whole purpose for these podcasts. I'm just trying to share with you guys our journey. Like, this is the truth. This is what we've seen and what we've gone through. And I hope you guys are getting real value from this. And if you are, please review us on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to this on, because that definitely helps a lot. And thanks again, guys, for listening. And I'll catch you in the next one.